Welcome to Narratives. A grungy bar in a suburb of Brisbane is the setting for our hero Dash as he contemplates his life's downward trajectory. To cap it all off, the pub is doing an open mic night. Amy Andrews describes her work as romance noir, but she likes to throw in some paranormal activity as well.
There was nothing like the cold, heavy steel of a gun, the soft moan of an appreciative woman, or the sharp burn of a good single malt to make a man grateful to be alive. Tonight, with his gun gone and his sex life a wasteland, Dash had to settle for whiskey. He downed it in one swallow and placed the tumbler on the pockmarked bar. "Hit me again, Charlie." Charlie, a grizzly bear of a man of no determinate age, poured again. Dash threw it back, sucking in a harsh breath as fire slid down his esophagus. The glass thunked heavily against the wood, and Charlie poured one more time. Dash stood. "Keep him coming. I'll be at my usual table." Charlie grunted. "Cheaper to drink at home." Yep, that was true. But a pokey flat above his even pokier office, situated next door to a brothel, albeit the legal kind, was depressing as hell. And tonight he was celebrating. Scumbag dad located in 2 days and a nice cash bonus in his wallet. He made his way to a small round table. The inside of the Purple Parrot, a name that did not live up to the inherent promise of the colourful neon sign that hung outside the establishment, was practically pitch black, but his feet had trodden this path almost every night for 6 months. There was nothing bright or tropical about his local. The interior was from the Don't Give a Shit school design, which clearly had no budget for lighting. But dark was good as far as Dash was concerned. It hid the beer stains on the scruffy carpet, the scratched and dented furniture, and the fact that the walls hadn't been painted since the 70s. Dash sat. He liked this table. His back was to the wall and he could see, as much as anyone could in this place, everyone who entered and left. He could see where they sat. He could see who was using the bank of 10 poker machines, who was winning, who was losing, and who should be calling a night. He could see who went to the toilet and when they came back and who ducked out the back entrance to the alley behind. Not that anyone in their right mind would want to do that. Years of undercover work had honed his powers of observation and, like a gambler counting cards, it was second nature. Dash was always going to want to know where everyone was. Feeling warm all the way through, he sipped at his drink now, peering through the dark at tonight's customers, memorising their faces from the paltry light exuding from the flash and flare of the timing pokey machines. It didn't take him long to assess the few patrons as the usual suspects licking their wounds and drowning their sorrows, living out their lives of quiet desperation. It was a seedy bar in the less salubrious end of Brisbane's infamous Basin District. Nothing much changed here, and that was just the way Dash liked it. He looked down into his drink, swirling it, or at least he thought he was, who could tell? As Dash drained the rest of his drink, he smelled the aroma of hops and stale cigarette smoke lingering in the air. Considering smoking had been outlawed in pubs for a good decade, that was no mean feat. He'd kill for a cigarette, for the feel of it between his lips, for the smoky seduction of it, for the sweet relaxation. But he promised Katie 6 months ago that he was quitting for good, and she was holding him to it. They'd been given some talk on it at school, and her campaign had begun in earnest until he'd cracked. 7 years old, and she already knew how to bend him to her will. Not that she trusted his assurances. Addicts make grey liars, she told him, with a little crinkle in her brow, so like the one he saw in the mirror every morning. And as if he didn't know that already. So she inspected his apartment for contraband on her weekend visits, sniffed his clothes, looked in his rubbish bin, a little PR in the making. Bloody kids. Except she was the one thing he felt he hadn't screwed up in his life. Though he guessed, what with the divorce and all, the jury was still out on that one. Luckily he and Liz had an amicable enough relationship. She worked weekend nights at the hospital and Katie stayed with him. Of course, his living next door to a brothel hadn't exactly lit his ex-wife's fire, but Liz did trust him implicitly with Katie's security, even if she'd given up on everything else. A bunch of 20-somethings entered the bar, their loud chatter and raucous laughter out of place in an atmosphere usually reserved for morose contemplation. Dash sat up straighter. "Relax, handsome." Dash looked sideways at the woman who was swapping his empty glass for another double. His eyes were level with her low-cut leopard print tank top and her freckled cleavage. Dash knew it was appreciated plenty by the regulars, but he didn't do much for him. He'd always been an arse man. "It's open mic night," she said, words gotten out. We were getting quite the crowd now. Jules, also of indeterminate age, smiled at him and her face split into dozens of deep ravines. Her faded red hair was shot with grey and she had the raspy voice of a pack-a-day smoker. Great. He deliberately avoided Jules' latest attempt to draw new clientele and had forgotten it was the third Wednesday of the month. He drained his glass in one swallow. Time to go. The last thing he felt like was listening to a bunch of wannabes who'd never been told by their mamas that they couldn't sing. Jules placed a restraining hand on his shoulder. You should stay, she urged, at least for a little while. Some of them are really good. She shrugged. What's it going to hurt? Dash watched the flurry at the front as an equally unimpressed Charlie wrangled with some sound gear. I'm going to need another drink. She grinned as she took his empty. Coming right up.
You've been listening to Amy Andrews reading from her book, Limbo. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.